In an election that will determine the fate of the entire universe, there's only one podcast holding politicians accountable. Scott Morrison, Anthony Albanese. Who will lose? Find out on The Chaser Report, Election Edition.
Hello and welcome to The Chaser Report. It is Friday the 20th of May. One day until the 2022 federal election. I'm Dom Knight. Charles Firth is running horribly late, but it doesn't matter because Sammy Shah is here for his first appearance on the election version of our podcast. And he's here in person in Sydney. Hello, Sammy.
Hello, Dom. This is fantastic. I have never been to the Chaser headquarters before. I didn't realize you guys had a hot tub. You've got independent individual massage therapists for each member of the Chaser team. I mean, that Patreon must be going strong.
Are you thinking of the kind of circa 2007 Chaser team? Because, yeah, the thing's a little bit different. No, but it is lovely to see you in person. We do actually have a sort of podcast studio. So we've talked to you on screens. Because it's traditional to have you on the show on a Friday.
Yeah, normally, and we've normally done these on Zoom where I'm at home, you've got children running around in the background.
Yeah, singing Let It Go halfway through.
And Charles weeping in the backseat of his car. So it's kind of nice to be in a professional space for once.
Yeah, and the word professional is loosely used. We rang Charles just then. He went, oh, shit, I'll run down.
Does he live near the studio?
I think he lives somewhere in the building. I don't actually
know. Oh, really?
Okay. I think he's got a little camp bed in the car park. But look, we're keen to get your thoughts on the election. It's been
ages.
I mean, normally we would have had you here dissecting every beat week by week. You very sensibly took a break. How did you know it was going to be this skippable?
I did. I did something that people have heard tell of. It's a legendary meditation technique. It's called apathy, and it freaking rules. Yeah.
First, though, Charles's election wrap.
This is the wrap for Friday, the 20th of May. One day to go. And it's 2019 all over again, isn't it? In that election, the polls pointed to a Labor win. But then in the closing days, there was one factor that overrode all the policies, promises and polls. All the data showed voters thought Bill Shorten was a creepy little man who couldn't be trusted. They went with the guy they didn't know instead, a newbie called Scott Morrison. Well, the Bill Shorten this time round is Scott Morrison. And the Libs are aware of that. In the past week, he's even tried running against himself, promising that voting Liberal would result in getting rid of the old Scott Morrison and electing an entirely new, different Scott Morrison. Sorry, not sorry, Mr. Morrison. You've fucked it. If you hadn't spent the past 3 years ducking and weaving out of any responsibility and actually paid attention to your job, you'd be in like Flynn on Saturday. If you'd just put down that lump of coal and instead picked up a hose, if you just helped the states manage the pandemic rather than undermining them at every opportunity, if you'd bothered to pick up the phone to Pfizer, bothered to buy some bloody rat tests before everyone bloody needed them, if you'd not been involved in a cover-up of a sexual assault that happened 50 metres from your office, if you'd not lied to the French president, if you'd bothered to actually do anything about the grifting that your colleagues seem to be compulsively addicted to, you would storm at home tomorrow. In hindsight, you were never Prime Minister of Australia. You just sat there and smirked your way through 3.5 years while China carefully built a base at our doorstep, while the country burned and flooded, while Australians went backwards in real terms to the point where real wages are now at the same level that they were in 2012. You wiped out a decade of gains, and tomorrow you will be wiped out. It will be as if you never existed. But credit where credit's due. One thing you did achieve in your 3 terrible years as the most indolent leader we've ever had is that you didn't shoot down a whole lot of women when they were peacefully protesting outside your workplace one time. Who knows what will happen tomorrow, but one thing I can guarantee with 97% certainty is that on Sunday morning, the air will feel a little fresher. The flowers will appear a little brighter, and the desks at Parliament House will smell a little less like cum. That's the wrap for this election.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Chaser Report.
So here's what I did. I basically, during the Melbourne Comedy Festival, I took 4 weeks off from the news where I figured, you know what, I just want to focus on the festival and do that. And I discovered this thing that I'd heard about before, but I'd never actually tried it in my life. And I finally gave it a go. It's transformative, Dom. It's called apathy. I don't know if you've heard of this. Apathy, I think it's pronounced apathy. It might be apathy. I don't know how the French say it.
Yeah, apathy.
Yeah, that's right, possibly. Yeah. Fuck the French, as I always say. So apathy is what we're going with. And I stopped caring at all, completely and utterly. I looked at the entire lineup of all the candidates we had. I looked at one ill-fitted, poorly suited white man in spectacles to the other ill-fitted, poorly suited white man in spectacles, and then one more in the middle somewhere. And I was like, it doesn't matter what I think. No one. Also, why should I decide the next prime minister of this country? I've never made a good decision in my life. Every decision I've made has brought me here. Why are you trusting me with this responsibility?
You could have been a contender, Sammy. Instead, you're on the Chaser Report. So just to be clear, did you tune out of the whole news?
Several weeks, yes.
Do you know whether the war in Ukraine is still continuing or not?
What's this Ukraine thing you speak of?
Yeah, exactly. All right. Because I can see
now
tuning
I'm
out
back
of
in, though. Yes.
Australian politics, I can imagine. Yeah. That would be, it's novel for this podcast, but probably therapeutic.
It was extreme. I slept better. Your podcasters can't hear, but I don't have dark circles under my eyes anymore.
Yeah.
My skin looks nicer. But now the elections are just, like you said, they're tomorrow. And so I kind of plugged back in grudgingly on the Uber drive here to the Chaser Report headquarters.
Oh, great.
The driver, Uber driver, was listening to. So I think I mentioned this to you before. Sydney has some of the worst human beings on radio. Not present company accepted, of course.
Yes, although, some of them have retired lately. But no, it is true that basically if you are as offensive as possible, you're guaranteed a very successful broadcasting career in the city for reasons that I still don't understand as a lifelong Sydney-sider.
Absolutely. And so the Uber driver was listening to what I'm sure is mandatory in all Ubers in Sydney to Kyle and Jackie
Kyle
O.
Kyle and Jackie
That's
O.
That's right. Yeah. For the life of me, I couldn't remember their names right now. In my head, I kept going fuckwit and fuckstick. And then I was like, nah, that doesn't sound right. So Kyle and Jackie O. And Kyle and Jackie O had Scott Morrison on as a guest. And Kyle basically spent the entire interview just filleting Scott Morrison. Like, openly saying, I want him to be the next prime minister again because look at how well he's positioned Australia, and Australia's in a great place because of him, and he just puts in so much work and unbelievably just massaging Scott Morrison on air. And it was one of the things where listening to the quality of intellectual radio discourse and political analysis in this country made me go, oh no, I was better off not caring.
Well, I guess the difference is, Sammy, you took 4 weeks to pay no attention.
Yes.
Kyle always paid no attention and then went on radio in the morning and endorsed Scott Morrison to be re-elected.
He did call him ScoMo to his face, which I'll say this, maybe it's an age thing. I'm deeply uncomfortable with that. He's the prime minister, whether you like him or not. And obviously you don't, but you still say prime minister or Scott if you really got to be friendly.
I have enjoyed the sort of, and I think Grace Tame started it, the thing of just, Scott did this, and Anthony this.
Yeah.
Why not? We're an informal country. We don't have titles.
But
we're not
dukes. But ScoMo is too far. I don't know. I feel like you don't call the prime minister by a silly nickname.
Malcolm Turnbull lent into that one.
Oh, did he?
But wasn't it used in that famous, this is my leader and I'm ambitious for him, and Turnbull
wasn't
went, thanks, ScoMo? That's kind of cursed ScoMo to me.
But. Yeah. But I don't know. I guess that's my old school me talking. But yes, here's what I think. We are at that point where, we're going to, everyone's either voted already or they're going to be. Have you done the vote
I've yet? Done a pre-poll.
Same here. Yeah. I did mine as well because I'm in Sydney for a few days. So I just did a mail-in vote. And of course, obviously, I voted for United Australia Party.
Yes,
and
we know this about
And
you,
I can't wait for Clive Palmer to be the leader that I want him to be.
Well, they've been saying for months, Craig Kelly is the next Prime Minister of Australia. And I just think it's going to be a big shock on Sunday to everyone who didn't follow those ads.
Yeah, exactly. I think watching YouTube has really convinced me because of that 7.5 minute ad that comes on every time you press play. Here's what it's done: it's convinced me to finally pay for YouTube Red, and it's a clever marketing thing on YouTube's part.
Yeah, I wonder if Clive Palmer's in cahoots with them. But also, didn't he buy some crazy amount of time on? You might not be across this, but I think he bought on the three commercial stations, he bought some crazy amount of time, like 45 minutes or something.
Really?
An ad that was actually a program. I can't imagine how Clive Palmer filled 45 minutes of airtime, given the paucity of the policies. They've got about six policies.
Yeah, I don't think Clive Palmer worries about content. I think Clive Palmer talking about just Clive Palmer is enough content in his head. But yeah, we're at that point now where Australia gets to choose which mediocre, not particularly qualified, really half-intelligent, and really non-committed to the major issues of the day, like climate change, like refugee policy, political party leader we're going to end up stuck with for the next 3 years, or at least until the next leadership spill.
That's true, probably not 3 years.
Yeah, it's never going to be 3 years.
There's been quite a few op-eds that I've read in the past week, Sammy, that have actually sort of said, look, the coalition don't deserve to be re-elected. They've failed on several key criteria. They've stuffed up repeatedly. People obviously don't. Like, even the Liberal Party is now acknowledging it's almost the official policy of the Liberal Party that people don't like Scott Morrison.
Yes.
And even John Howard, when John Howard writes to voters to convince them to re-elect the government, he acknowledges that not everyone likes Morrison, right? And even he says, I'm a bulldozer.
Yeah.
But then the op-ed person says, well, but what's Labor done? Labor's basically said, let's get out of the way and let him destroy his own career, with very few policies at the end and a few thought bubbles about housing here and there. So they haven't really made the case either.
No.
So if you've got a government that doesn't deserve to be re-elected and an opposition who hasn't really made the case for change, is there a third option? Is there a limbo zone we can go into? Can we get Thanos to snap his fingers for 3 years or something?
Look, I would vote for Thanos in a heartbeat.
I mean, he had a clear policy.
Yeah.
A clear policy. He set
all
out
climate change related completely.
Yes,
his
that's
entire
true.
Policy was about making the universe, healthier and safer in climate change, because, you get rid of 50% of the population of the universe and therefore you get more resources.
And at random, he wasn't classist.
No, at all.
He just chose completely randomly.
Although at the end, and he did say in Endgame, he did say that, this has always been dispassionate and at random, but I will enjoy what I do to your planet. He said that to Tony Stark. So, you can see that clearly even he had his limits as a non-biased actor and leaned into certain personal biases. But which is
one of the most effective fictional leaders of our times. Thanos.
Easily.
He had a policy. He said he did it.
He did it.
For a while.
No one lives up to their campaign promises. And I think he doing that has really kind of inspired us to demand more of our leaders to live up to their campaign promises.
I just wonder why we haven't had a Thanos party. Because it's a platform. We all know the platform. We all know Thanos.
Yeah, yeah.
He's very recognizable.
Yeah.
I mean, given some of the minor parties on the ballot, I had
don't know.
Real
he doesn't
trouble.
Wear glasses and poorly tailored pants the way all the other leaders in Australia claimed.
And he's purple, which would be a nice change from white.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Purple's a lovely color. It purple lends itself to the bisexual lighting kind of theme as well. I think, it appeals across the board. I bet Thanos has far more progressive policies regarding LGBTQI issues than either Labor or Liberal. He also has more diversity in his lineup. He's got people from different planets.
He does, that's true. Yeah.
It's not like Thanos is, parachuting in Christina Kennedy to take over from, one of his other leaders' planet representation. So, I think in retrospect, we could have done a lot better than these two. But here we are. We are now going to choose between Boringer and Boringer.
So in retrospect, the Avengers Endgame, the cycle was really a tragedy.
See, what I did, I just stopped watching after Infinity War. So as far as I know, Thanos won and everyone turned to dust. And
a good leader was undermined by a white elite.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, largely white elite.
By the 1%.
That's right.
Yet again. Okay. A billionaire, Tony Stark, clearly just a European biased, with Thor, with the god.
I mean, T'Challa as well, but he was a king.
You're rich in the end.
Yeah, rich in the end, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a reason why we're talking more about the MCU than about the election.
So can I ask you something?
Mm.
You don't have to answer this because it is deeply personal. In Australia, for some reason, anywhere else in the world, or I think in Pakistan, no one gives a shit if you tell them, but in Australia, people, who did you vote for? Can you say, will you say, or will you not?
I will not.
See, why is it such a personal issue?
Because I drew a dick on the ballot paper. I drew a dick on the ballot paper, Sammy. All right, fine. There you go. It's our constitutional right. Look, it's compulsory voting. Mm-hmm. They can make us turn up, but they can't make us not draw a dick. There's no one saying, like the woman from the AEC showed, explained. You got a number 1 to 6, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Fill out the small ballot paper completely, and then I think the first 12.
Did you draw a dick above the line or below the line?
Crossing the line.
Crossing.
Because I always cross the line. How about you? Are you willing to go on the record?
Yeah, why not? I don't understand the thing of like hiding it, because clearly that means everyone's ashamed of their choices. They're worried about judgment. I don't care. I will happily open up about my choices. I did. Reason Party was my first choice. On
is that because they used to be called the Sex Party?
No, that's because I met Fiona Patton a few times. I've met many politicians, and I'm always deeply suspicious of politicians overall, because I feel like there's a certain level of emotional damage required to be a politician. And I'm not saying Fiona doesn't have that emotional damage. She probably does. But I respect her approach to politics. I also respect her ethics involved in all this, some of the decisions she's made in with regards to the platform she's put.
Okay, so in the Senate?
So yes, so the Reason Party had a candidate in my area, so I voted for them. Greens was second, Labour was third. I basically then did everything except Liberal. Liberal was last. I even voted for UAP over Liberal.
And One Nation.
And One Nation over Liberal, just to punish Liberal. I wish I'd put Labour further down the line, to be very honest.
Right.
To punish them as well for mediocrity. But, you know, it kind of, I just succumbed.
Well, there are a lot of parties. I mean, it's quite difficult. I mean,
Andrew
Hansen was talking about this earlier on. Is that basically Andrew's version was like, you get down to about 6 parties you've heard of, and then there's probably 20 versions of the Nazi party, right? Like, I don't want to say that the Australian Federation Party are national socialists. I don't know. But I'm suspicious from the name. I don't think they're, you know, advocating hugely progressive causes, if 1901 is their point of reference.
There's also, there was one which had the word pirate in its title.
Yes, yes. That was weird. It was like the Avengers of hopeless minor parties. All these little parties. It didn't win any seats. Got together, a pirate. There was a few other ones.
It was
as well.
Shooter, fisher, and pirates party. Yeah. And I was like, I don't know.
I mean, if you've got pirates, you've got shooting and fishing. Yeah, and they're on boats.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, no, you know, I did see our flag means death, and if that's what the kind of pirates we're talking about, I'm on board. Yeah,
I think basically a lot of parties that had no chance of getting elected, Voltron together to become a big party.
That's
had
a
no
technical
chance of getting
political
elected.
Language. Yeah, they Voltron term. Yes.
Yeah, that's right. So no, it is confusing. There should be some sort of like objective manual. I found an article on The Guardian that said who all the mining parties were, but of course, being The Guardian, it was made fun of the right-thinking, right-leaning ones.
Right, of course. Yeah, absolutely. No, I Googled all the ones because I was doing it at home. It was a mail-in vote. Yeah. So I had time to Google everything, double-check, fact-check, and do all that, and I voted accordingly. But yeah, you know, it's one of those things where every time I go online, and this is going to be terrible, but a part of me wishes and hopes that Liberal Party wins again, just to watch Labour Party supporters lose their shit on Twitter.
They really will.
Because there will be people unhinged on social media. And rightfully so, no one wants Liberal to win again, but it'll be really funny. I'm a chaos lover. I love chaos. So, you know, if UAP won, I'd fucking love it. But obviously that's not going to happen. So the next best thing is Liberal Party coming back again.
You really are pro-Thanos.
I am quite into Thanos.
So the ABC's average of the polls, they've done a whole complicated kind of 538 style thing where they weighted the polls based on accuracy.
Mm-hmm.
They reckon Labor's 53.8% percent of, you know, two-party preferred.
Yeah.
Which I think we can call now means a coalition victory.
Yeah,
if the polls are that clear in favour of Labour, they're toast, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. But the fact that after everything that the Liberal Party, that Scott Morrison has done to the country, at the country, you know, off the country for the last, you know, how many years, that Labour is still so close in the polls, that it's not a giant lead, an obvious choice, is damning. Is utterly damning. So here's what I think happens. I think Labour wins this election. They do 3 years and then they're out again. And they're back out in the winter and it's going to just be back to the Liberals again for another 9 years or something.
Okay.
That's so my prediction.
Status quo wins again. That's actually usually the case in Australian politics.
Yeah. Exactly. So I don't see Albanese being good enough to hold it for more than a year and a half. I see a leadership spill. Maybe someone better comes in, but the leadership spill loses credibility with Labour voters. That means Liberal comes back 3 years from now.
So
that's my Nostradamus
the
prediction.
The same revolving doors.
Yeah, crap. And therefore, I recommend apathy.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Election news you can't trust. The Chaser Report.
We've got a special guest here in the studio at the 11th hour.
Welcome.
It's Charles Firth.
Mikasa Sukasa.
Sorry, I've just been pre-polling at every ballot box around.
Oh, yeah, of course, as you should. And so, what did you find?
Well, it's very easy to commit election fraud.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Just, they don't ask any questions. You just do it.
That's the first time, when I voted 2019, my first time ever voting in Australia, and I rocked up to the ballot, and I took my passport with me, I took my driver's license with me, and they're like, yeah, we don't need this. Just tell us your name, and they crossed it off a list, and I was like, how is no one doing like voter fraud? Like, why is it?
No, I think the thing is that you then go to jail a few months later.
Yeah. That's it. Fine. But, you know, jail here is Australia. How hard can it be? Yeah, it must be comfortable.
So, sorry about that, Sammy. I just ran a bit late.
So basically, Dom just fucked off and now you've popped in. And
well, should we just start? I'm sure my questions will be much better than Dom's questions anyway.
I'm not saying a thing.
So, how do you think the election's gone? Like, who do you think's going to win?
Oh, so we're completely recapping. All right, okay, let me do this. All right, fine.
What did you say to Dom?
I'll give you a 30-second summary of what I said to Dom. Okay. The things I said to Dom were, I've been apathetic for the last several weeks. I have not cared about the election. It's been wonderful. My skin's great. Yeah. My eyes are lighter.
You do
brighter.
Look good. Yeah.
Thank you very much. I'm eating more greens as a result. Drinking less whiskey at night.
Yes.
And Dom and I were wishing that Thanos had instead been a candidate, because at least he had clear-cut policies about 50% of the population disappearing, which I can get behind.
Mind you, don't you think the consequence of Scott Morrison's policies are that half the population will disappear?
The difference is in the campaign promise versus the campaign reality. Thanos started with that promise and carried through.
Yes.
Scott Morrison will inadvertently cause that to happen, but didn't promise it.
I mean, I think I hate at least 50% of people.
Oh, probably minimum.
Yeah, more like, I mean, if Thanos had promised like 95% of people.
I mean, in Sydney, 95% is on average, I think.
Maybe the thing to do is sort of have a regional policy where it's like,
Queensland, 100%.
Yeah, 100%.
For sure. Yeah. Just wipe out everyone and everything.
Yeah.
New South Wales, let's do
60, 70%. I mean, there's some nice people on the North Coast.
That's very true. Yesterday I had a really good Middle Eastern fusion meal, so whoever cooked that,
exactly. Western Sydney can start.
Right, exactly. And then Melbourne, look, I'm biased, I'd say 50% because I think there's some nice people there.
I reckon.
It's a lot of hipsters.
30. Yeah. If you include the hipsters, maybe 100%.
Maybe. You know, 99. Yeah. Let's go 99.95.
Canberra.
Who cares? Even if no one dies in Canberra, who could tell the difference?
Because I must say, everyone I know in Canberra is really nice. Like, I don't want to get rid of them.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. That is really funny. I do. The people I know personally are wonderful, and everyone that you hear of is horrific.
Yes.
But the people I know personally are only always there for a little while.
Mm.
You know, it's like that kind of a place. It's the waiting room.
Okay,
nicer places.
The point is, with Canberra, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Well. Everyone.
I mean,
it's sort of the Queensland of the West, isn't
it? There's a lot of inbreeding. So, like, if you get rid of half, you inadvertently kill the other half because they need that first half to kind of continue breeding. That's basically
You've killed my wife and my sister, who happens to be the same person.
And my daughter. I don't know how the math on that works, but yes.
Adelaide, I don't reckon get anyone rid of anyone in Adelaide.
No.
Because they'll do it themselves.
Yeah.
Just left to their own devices.
Yeah, exactly. We need federal intervention in Adelaide on a daily basis just to prevent
Look, Tasmania is a rounding error, but I kind of think keep it.
Like, I love Tassie.
Yes.
Every time I go to Tassie, I'm like, the Tassie's propaganda of don't come here, we're all like marrying our cousins and it's terrible,
yes,
is a great way of keeping people away from Tassie and keeping Tassie amazing, because yes, it is a beautiful place.
And then when you go there, everyone's a little bit smug.
Like yeah.
They
yeah,
know
yeah,
they're onto a grift.
Exactly. Yeah.
And they complain. They go, oh, the traffic here is terrible.
And there's one car 7 kilometres away. I respect Tassie for a good grift.
I went down there recently. I started getting annoyed when the Uber didn't arrive within 2 minutes.
There's one Uber driver on the whole island. Give him time. Yeah. No, I was telling a Dom, I just heard Kyle and Jackie O just filleting the Prime Minister. Kyle was just nonstop talking about how great Scott Morrison is and how he's put the country in a great place and how, you know, he doesn't deserve everything he gets from the media. Kyle is part of the media. I don't know why he thinks he's not part of the media. And I was just wondering, what does it say about Sydney that this... these people have just been on air for so long. It's such an indictment of your city. At least assassinate one of them. If you're not going to do both, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I respect Kyle. I think...
Really?
Yes, because...
You respect Stalin because he committed to what he believed in kind of way, or...
I mean, the ability to fellate someone in public...
So...
And to not be ashamed.
Yeah.
He's just there... He's giving good head.
It's performance art on him.
Yes, it's sort of, I kind of think, good on him. You know, and sticking up for the big man against the little man.
I think
there's a real, you got to respect that.
Yeah,
you got to, I don't know.
That kind of naked shamelessness, it becomes a thing of beauty and wonder.
Yes. He is the craftsman of fuckwit. He's a master craftsman.
True, very true. So, all right, so, I can see that. Yeah. But then you also got Ben Fordham.
I think that that's what Sydneysiders role-model themselves on. He is the archetypical Sydneysider.
By the way, I should point out, so I'm here for the Sydney Writers Festival. So I'm living, I'm staying at, the Pier 1 area, right?
Oh, lovely.
Like a posh part of town.
In the Siebel?
What's the Siebel?
There's a Siebel hotel on Pier 1.
Oh, no, this one's called Pier 1. I don't know. I have no idea.
Isn't Pier 1 like when I was growing up, Pier 1 was an amusement arcade.
Okay, well, it's obviously not that. Right, I'll tell you that much right now, unless I've grossly misjudged my room.
Okay, so that's beautiful. Have you got views?
Beautiful view off the harbour, all the things that Sydney's good for, which is the view.
Exactly. And you've got to, and to get that, permanently, to buy a house that has that view, you have to trample on everyone, including all your friends and family, on the way up.
But there's a certain look
That's what Kyle gives you the template to do.
And I realize that people here model themselves after him because I saw many men I've only been in 24 hours, but many men in
snorting an enormous amount of cocaine.
Publicly, openly on the road. No, just wearing shirts that are way too tight. Open halfway down to their navel, basically, unbuttoned, and huge Rolex watches, humongous ones.
You sure you're not here for Mardi Gras?
But no, these are definitely straight men. These are These are our men their straightness.
The Rolex gives it away.
Exactly. Yeah. And just they've got this body type, this energy that is, they go home and look at the poster of Kyle on their wall every night in their mum's basements, and they all work in finance, and it's very much like, that's the Sydney energy. That guy.
Yes.
That's who pops up probably on Tinder every day when you're in Sydney.
Yes.
Yeah.
Swipe far right.
Basically. So, I asked Dom this question. I'm going to ask you this question.
Okay.
Have you voted already?
Yes, I have. Actually.
Okay, same here. Dom did not reveal who he voted for because for some reason, I don't know why, people just are secretive about that. Yeah. I have openly given my voting history and everything. Yeah. I don't care. Can I ask you, who did you vote for?
I voted Labour in the lower house. Because that's Tanya Plibersek.
Right.
She's actually...
Yeah, good.
She's actually good.
Weirdly. Oddly.
I don't know.
Uncharacteristically.
And then in the upper house, I think my family's going to disown me for this. I told my dad this last night. And there was just silence at the other end. I voted Green. I voted because David Shoebridge, who's a friend of the show, has been on the show a couple of times, he's just been so effective.
Okay.
And not just on climate changey stuff, but, he supports the unions here in New South Wales. He runs proper campaigns and wins them.
Right.
And you're just going, that is rare in any sort of politician.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's why for me it was a reason party. That's why I voted for them in Victoria.
Who's their candidate?
Oh, I can't remember the name. But I'd been, right. Anyone who's associated with the Reason Party, I'm good with, because Fiona Patten, I respect a lot.
That's the sex party, isn't it?
Used to be, that's right. Yeah.
What a mistake.
To rename themselves as Reason?
Yes.
Yeah, I know, that's very true.
Yeah.
Or it would be a lot less... My parents are here from Pakistan, and me telling them, oh, I just voted for the sex party would have been a really fun conversation.
Right. So they had a good reason.
Yeah. Exactly. Changed the name. Yeah. But yeah, so here we are, one day away from...
Oh, well, that's good that we had a sort of petticoat. We showed our petticoat.
Exactly.
Our voting
people
petticoats.
People don't. I don't understand. Yeah. Here's what I figured.
I think anyone who listens to me and thinks... Oh, he's probably on the fence. He might vote Scott Morrison.
But here's what I'd say. Yeah, you voting Labour, for example, I bet surprised many of our listeners. It's probably more of an endorsement for Labour for many of our listeners than they would normally, you know, take on board.
Yeah, because the listeners were probably going,
We'll vote for it. But UAP, of course.
UAP, I should have voted for it. No, but did you find it really hard this time?
Mm-hmm.
Working out who to put last?
No, because I knew I'd put Liberal last.
But what about One Nation?
It doesn't matter. I will vote for anyone over Liberal.
Well, hang on.
Punishment.
There are plenty of Nazis.
Of course,
running in
there's plenty of Nazis in the Liberal Party as well.
Oh, yeah.
Entire young Liberals at this point might as well be the young Stormham Bulling or whatever.
Yeah, the brown shirts.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry, you don't do everything that the Liberals have done for the last 9 years, and then still end up getting some, you know, like a bit of what's it called, a benefit of the doubt. You know, I know what One Nation stands for. I know what UAP stands for. But I also know that even if I vote for the Liberal Party, they'll still be preferencing them and vice versa.
Mm.
So fuck it. You get lost from me.
Okay. So, and did you do predictions with Don?
Yes. So my prediction is Labour wins barely.
This must be fascinating for the listeners to hear it all over again.
It's a recap as soon as the episode ended. Like, usually at the start of the next episode, but no. So my prediction is, I've told Dom this as well, I think Labour's going to win, but just barely, whatever, they squeak in. They do, Albanese doesn't last 3 years. A year and a half in, he gets knocked over for maybe tiny plebiscite, someone like that. Most likely not, though, because Labour doesn't have the vision and foresight to put someone qualified there. There's some other mediocre loser will become the prime minister. They lose in the next election in 2025, and Liberal Party comes back for another 9 years.
But the next election will be 2024. So you're saying they'll legally hold on to power for an extra year.
I did call for a military coup.
Dutton is not electable. Dutton is so easily targeted. He's the Bill Shorten of 2024.
Everyone said that about Tony Abbott. When I moved to Australia.
Yeah.
But
also, don't you think that the federal ICAC will have sort of...
Do you really think Labor's going to put it in?
Do you really
believe Labor's putting in a federal ICAC? Campaign promises and post-campaign reality are two very different things.
There is going to be a federal... It's in Labor's advantage.
Until Labor people start getting knocked over as well. You think half of Labor isn't going to get skewered by federal ICAC as well?
Well, hopefully.
I mean, look, I'm too cynical to believe in a federal ICAC actually happening.
Nah, you're wrong.
Maybe.
It's going to happen.
Maybe.
I'm a true believer in a federal ICAC.
All right. Okay. That's where our betting happens.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So.
And look, my prediction for tomorrow,
yes.
In case you're interested, is a Labour majority.
Mm-hmm. So not a hung parliament.
Not a hung parliament.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Labour majority. I don't have anything interesting to say about it.
I've never seen anyone give up their own conversation halfway through.
I'll tell you what I think. I think Queensland is going to yield no extra seats for Labor.
Okay.
I think Palmer is going to take all that energy,
all of that.
All the anti-major party energy, and just preference the Libs with it.
Yep.
And that is a 6% thumb on the weight.
Yeah.
Like, it's just...
It's huge.
It's amazing what you can buy.
Right.
With... unlimited money.
In Queensland.
Yeah, yes. That's right. And then New South Wales, I reckon there's going to be a couple of delightful surprises. Like Fowler.
Where they
tried to parachute in Christina Keneally.
Yes.
She is looking in trouble.
I am so excited about that.
Yeah, but it's probably lucky because, you know, there's a federal ICAC on its way.
Yeah, exactly. Sure, if you believe that. Yeah.
And then Parramatta, that's the other one, which Labor could lose, which is... where the Labor Party parachuted a candidate in.
Exactly. Hopefully there's a lesson there, but they won't take it.
Yeah, I think the lesson is you parachute candidates into more electorates so people get used to it.
Ah.
Yeah, because it's just the problem was they didn't do it enough.
Yeah, not enough parachuting was happening.
Yes.
All right, exactly. Well, excellent. So there we go. We got the election sorted now. All right. What's your election party plans for tonight?
For tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm going to stay at home.
Okay.
Because.
Just whiskey and a TV.
I got invited to a couple of parties. I'm not a loser.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the thing is, when you go to parties, you can never hear the TV.
Yeah, very true.
And I want to. And so I'm going to invite people. But the people who I invite round, you can come round if you want. Do you want to come round?
No,
but you have to be quiet. It's got to be
actually
like.
Actually pay attention.
We actually are paying attention to the coverage. You're allowed to sort of yay and boo or whatever.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But no sort of like. Conversations that exactly. take up the interestingness in the room.
All right. Well, you know what I'm going to miss out of all this? Like I said, I've been apathetic. I've only tuned in like 2-3 days ago, so I've only finally heard this. There's a hole in your bucket, dear Labour, dear Labour. The song that Gabby Bolt quite obviously sang.
I only found out about that song yesterday.
What?
I know.
It's amazing.
And it's amazing that I realized.
It sounds just like Gabby's voice, by the way.
Oh, really?
It sounds, if you listen to it, like, and I know on Twitter she's disavowed that she has nothing to do with it.
That's why she keeps counting her money.
That's right.
Yes.
Because there's a hole in her bucket and it keeps spilling out.
Yeah. Yeah, the royalties.
It's a banger. They did a remix and I think I'm going to run to that today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the only thing I'm going to miss.
Sammy Shah, thank you so much. Sorry I was a bit late.
And, no worries. And thanks for having
apologies
me.
Apologies to the listeners for having to listen to
a recap. Yeah, exactly. By the way, you guys have customized mugs here. So there's a Charles Firth mug. There's a Guest 2 mug.
Yeah.
Where's the Dorm Knight mug?
I think it's probably in the kitchen.
Okay.
It's probably on his desk because he never throws it away.
I want a chaser mug.
Oh, we'll get you one.
Yeah. I want a chaser mug.
Okay.
All right. There we go. This is me begging on air for merch.
Our gear is from Rode Microphones. We are part of the Acast Creator Network. Good luck tomorrow. Remember, vote early, vote often.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.